With the VATA Oversight Committee, the clerk will please call the roll.
Good morning. Commissioner Bates?
Here.
Commissioner Campos? Absent. Commissioner Dodd? Absent. Commissioner Glover? Absent. Commissioner Pryszynski? Absent. Commissioner Kwan? Absent. Commissioner Sartipi?
Present.
Commissioner Tissier?
Here.
Commissioner Weiner?
Commissioner Wirth, and we're going to deputize Spearing and Halstead, please. Call them on the roll, please.
I'm sorry, which names did you say, sir?
We're going to ask Halstead and Spearing to join the roll. Says
Commissioner Halstead?
Here.
Commissioner Spearing?
Okay, so we have a quorum.
And Chair Wirth, correct?
And Chair Wirth, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
So that makes six, I believe. Okay, thank you very much. So the first item of business is the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And now we'll have the compensation announcement, please, by the committee secretary.
As authorized by state, I am making the following announcement. Each member of the board here today will be entitled to receive $100 per meeting attended, up to a maximum of $500 per month per agency. This amount is provided as a result of convening a meeting for which each member is entitled to collect such amount.
Thank you very much. Okay, now we go to the consent calendar. Does any member wish to remove an item from the consent calendar or comment on an item on the consent?
So moved.
Okay, moved by Tissier, second by Spearing. Okay, is there an objection to us those present on the roll be voted aye? Okay, thank you. Passes unanimously. So now we go to item number 5, which is Resolution 111 revised about capital budget amendment. And Brian Mayhew is going to present this.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, commissioners. Relatively routine budget adjustments here. As the year goes on, some projects pick up a little bit of speed and some slow down a little. We're going to make a couple of adjustments. We're moving $6.3 million from a series of projects into the CSC relocations. The big one is that Caltrans is ready to advertise the maintenance facility, and so they'd like to move that up from next year, and that'll be that. So that's the main kicker in the budget, about $10 million, and also making one more adjustment in the 1171 program. Relatively routine, going from one project to another with only one new project.
Okay, are there any questions for Brian?
I'll move approval.
Moved and seconded. Okay, and according to the new California law, I want everyone present who is on the roll is voting aye. Thank you. Okay, moving on to the next item, number 6, which is on-call design services.
Yes, good morning, Commissioner. Peter Lee with BATA staff. Staff's here today to request approval of a authority to issue a contract with HMTV Corporation to perform on-call design services to assist BATA in the preparation of a project initiation document as well as a project approval and an environmental document for a project at the I-580 corridor. This project focuses basically on the Richmond-Santa Rafael Bridge as well as its approaches and would address evening congestion coming from the 101 Greenbrae direction, basically going in the eastbound direction, as well as access onto the bridge itself. It has two major elements. First element is a hard running shoulder. Basically, we're going to open up the lower deck of the Richmond Santa Rafael Bridge to traffic during the congestion period in the evening. This would run basically from the Sir Francis Drake on ramp through into the city of Richmond. The second element of the project would address bicycle access on the upper deck of the Richmond Santa Rafael Bridge. This has been studied in the past, and we hope to carry forward this project to the design phase. BATA issued a request for qualifications to all eight of our on-call design firms. We received two proposals back, one from HNTB and a second from WHM Corporation. Staff scored the proposals along with other agencies from TAM as well as Caltrans and selected HNTB as the most qualified firm. Staff recommends that the committee authorize the executive director or his designee to negotiate and enter into a contract in an amount not to exceed $3 million for HNTB Corporation to perform the noted work. I also note that the contract will have an option to extend the contract into the project plans specification estimate phase of work and is subject to further future committee and budget approval.
Okay. Are there any questions for Peter? So, seeing none, shall we have a motion then? Moved by Worth, seconded by Halstead. Is there an objection to all of us being voted aye? Okay, then the clerk will note that all those who are present are voting aye, or those on the roll are present and are voting aye. Okay, now we have public comments and information. We have one public comment card, and then Chair Worth has an information item she wants to present. So, Andre, I'm sorry, Andre, I don't see how to pronounce your last name, Corpru.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, Commissioner. My name is André Carpio. I come and talk with a patient about the situation of the homeless. The press has been talking about it, but basically nothing is done. And I have pleaded the situation of the homeless into the bridge authority in order to rehabilitate the old bridge as a habitat for the homeless. And as you know, the old bridge is being destroyed, and it's a madness. They pay so much money to destroy a bridge while it could be transformed to house the homeless. I'm talking about shelters, you know, not something fancy. But the old bridge has already all the utility. It has a roof, on the bottom deck has a roof, has a ceiling. It has all we need to make is partition. All the utility are there. And the budget so far is $300 million, and that could be used for useful purpose instead of destruction of the old bridge. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Commissioner Worth?
Thank you, Chair Bates. I just wanted to ask staff if you had any information to update us on the bridge in terms of what the you know, your analysis and reconnaissance and information would be helpful. Thank you.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, if you've been watching the newspapers and the TV, you know that the press continues to have a voracious appetite for anything about this new bridge. And maybe I could start just by distinguishing three sets of documents that have been discussed in recent days. There is something called a punch list for the SAS contract, and it's very similar to the punch list you have when you remodel your house. You're near the end of the job, and you've got a list of stuff that you want to make sure the painter and the this guy and the that guy take care of. And as you might imagine, for a bridge this large and expensive, the punch list is very large. Caltrans and the contractor are working through those issues. And as I think we've informed you previously, we expect the contract, the SAS contract, to wrap up sometime this summer. And so that work is proceeding and will proceed from now through then. There is also something else that we will get once the contracts close out, called a maintenance manual. And that, again, is another very large document. I believe one's been prepared for the Skyway. That contract closed out, as you recall, several years ago. And one will be prepared for the SAS. So each separate contract on the bridge will come with a maintenance manual that we will receive eventually, that District 4 will receive eventually, and we will be working together for them to maintain and us to pay for the maintenance of the structure. The third thing is, I think, the focus of your question, Madam Chair, which is I had asked on behalf of the Toll Bridge Program Oversight Committee for a list of maintenance issues, I'll call it. And that's not the whole maintenance manual, but it's a set of issues that are unique to the East Span in terms of two different things. One, as you know, there have been construction-related issues that have arisen that might affect the maintenance costs for the bridge. The most obvious one is the rods that broke. We had to fix those rods, but we are now in the middle of a testing program for all the remaining high-strength rods and bolts on the bridge. And to the extent we need to replace any more of them or augment dehumidification or other kinds of strategies, that would be an added maintenance cost that you normally wouldn't expect, certainly not in the early life of the bridge. You might expect it after 50 years, but not in the first five. So that's an example of one of the issues that we expect to have to get a handle on. There are, in addition to that, what I would call design-related issues. Because the design of the structure is quite unusual and because it contains quite a lot of innovation, there will be some maintenance activities associated with those innovations and that unusual design that are not typical. Just for example, when you paint this bridge, the cable, as you know, comes from the tower to the sides of the bridge. So you will be painting over traffic. That's not a typical condition, and we certainly don't want to splatter everybody's car window with paint. There are those hinge pipe beams inside the bridge, those big shock absorbers that move with the bridge. That's not a typical condition. And those will need to be maintained because they're made out of steel and other kinds of elements that need to be cared for. Another one is the dehumidification systems themselves, which, again, are not typical in a bridge. They are included in this bridge. And like anything else, any kind of machinery, you got to make sure the machine's working and it's calibrated correctly and so on and so forth. So we received a draft memorandum from Caltrans at our meeting yesterday. It requires some additional work, and that work is going to proceed over the next few weeks. And then we will have a report that I think we can share with you and with other interested parties about the unusual maintenance issues that will arise due to the design of the structure as well as some of the construction challenges we've had.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for the report. Any questions for the Executive Director on this report? Okay, thank you again. And that concludes the business of the BATA oversight, so we are adjourned.